Thank you for plugging into this Family Life News podcast, streaming issues-driven, family-focused news. Welcome to another edition of Hometown Heroes on Family Life. I'm your host, Bill Price. Our guest this week, Jim Santacroce from Endicott, New York. After losing his son, he decided to help people out by giving away furniture to those in need. You've lived every parent's worst nightmare, Jim. And yeah. Share with us about your son and what he was like and how he was so instrumental behind what you're doing now.
Joey is one of five of our kids. He's a twin. And when he was born, he had a heart murmur. As he got older, continued to do most normal things. But then he started playing some soccer. He played some basketball and track. A couple days after Christmas, he was at the boys' club playing basketball for a while and then had a soccer tournament in the evening. And didn't really drink enough fluids, we think, that day. So at the end of the third game, looked up at the buzzer after kicking the ball and took a couple steps and dropped completely out of the blue. You know, we just never expected that to happen.
So this was 1999?
Yes. Okay. December 27th, 1999.
So you set up this foundation in his memory. And how has this foundation, how has it changed over the years, Jim?
Originally, it started out, our intention was scholarships, which we still do when they pop up. They don't pop up as often as they used to. But at the time, I was operating a furniture store. After Joey died, it took me quite a while to be able to just stay in the retail floor, chatting with customers for a whole day. So every once in a while, what I do is just go on the truck and do some deliveries. And I recognize that there's single mom, infant child, two-year-old child, and no furniture. So it just kind of, I think it was a slow eye-opening process that God kind of led me through to start really recognizing that this is a problem, isn't it? So, you know, we started asking customers when they bought some new furniture, if they didn't have any place for their old piece to go, we would just give it to somebody. We have everything from someone that was in a shelter and they're moving out into an apartment and they just don't have anything, to a lady who has escaped from abuse. It could be a family that's had a fire. It could be an elderly person that, you know, needs a lift recliner. Everything from a single item that they need to a whole household.
And you're doing a lot of this heavy lifting yourself, I understand.
Yeah, I pretty much carry everything. I a lot of times have a helper with me, but I'm driving the truck, answering the phones, and carrying the furniture. And,
man.
You just hate to see the sleeper sofa and realize that we might need to take it to a second floor. That's not fun. But,
yeah, you know. I can imagine. Keeps you young, though, right?
Yeah, it does.
So a lot of people today, Jim, and you know this probably more than most, are hurting with this pandemic. And what's your message, I guess, to that person that is maybe thinking of doing something similar to what you're doing and helping out?
You probably don't realize that the person sitting next to you has struggles. And what I would suggest is if you can somehow set up, it can be a very easy system of a bulletin board or something that just says, do you have needs? So someone can just post a need. And then maybe if you just have someone to watch over that and then say, hey, we got this person, they're embarrassed to just say it out loud, but they really need a couch or they need a bed, or try to find means to gently do this in a way that is respectful to both sides.
Yeah. And I find this to be true with a lot of people who do what you do. And it's, I think for a lot of folks, it's not only getting something that they need, but just talking to a friendly face, I think is goes a long way, especially today with so many people cooped up because of the pandemic. Get out and meet people and talk to people. That's what they're craving.
That's exactly right. One of the things my father always taught me is that you if you're going to ask someone how they're doing, you better be prepared to hear the answer. You know, it's too easy to ask someone how they're doing as a way to say hi, and the truth is you don't have time to listen.
That's Jim Santacross from Endicott, New York, this week's Hometown Hero. Join us next week as we search for your home, your town, your hero. It's Hometown Heroes on Family Life.